Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A writing on hospitality by Joy Jordan Lake. She writes, "How does one prepare for Jesus' visit? Would you clean the house more thoroughly than usual? Or let's be honest, would you clean the house for a change? Would excessive cleanliness suggest that you've been neglecting some spiritual advancement opportunities? Would you borrow fine china to show your deep and abiding respect for the Messiah? Or use paper plates to symbolize an equally deep and abiding lack of interest in material goods? I think I'd serve peanut butter on fine china and French wine in paper cups. If I could screw up the courage, I'd tell him the truth, that he makes me nervous, and I'm not sure what he expects from me. Then it might occur to me to apologize for not inviting everyone to dinner who might have wanted to come. Then a few of us would sit down on the floor, I think. The dog would deposit her 87 pounds beside him, no doubt, and anoint his feet with her fond drool. I'd listen and wish I knew whether to wipe his now slimy feet with my hair or to say something theologically astute and intellectually dazzling. He could then point to the nearest child and suggest I learn about God from her. Lake's reflection was published in the Christian Century and was entitled simply, "Jesus Makes Me Nervous." And it raises an interesting question for all of us, this little reflection. How would we prepare for such an eventuality? How does one prepare for a visit from Jesus? And for goodness sake, what do we mean when we pray at our mealtime, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest"? Do we realize what we're getting into? Our texts this day are rich in responsive imagery. From Genesis 18, we meet Abraham, still new in the covenant. And while it's not clear that he perceives that one of his guests is God, or in the classic imagination that his three guests are the three persons of the Holy Trinity all present, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, sitting outside his tent, Abraham chooses to extend good Middle Eastern hospitality. He under-promises and over-delivers. He offers these strangers rest and a little bit of bread, and then he brings them a feast, thanks in large part to Sarah and his servant. And Abraham's generous hospitality leads to a reaffirmation of God's promise to him and to Sarah. You're going to have a son, the visitor says to the couple. To the couple who become accustomed to their barrenness. To the couple who become accustomed to the old and the normal and the usual. All of which is upended with the visit from God. In the gospel text we have today from Luke, having Jesus as a guest seems to offer a choice between either ignoring him to take care of business or sitting at his feet. That ignoring him to take care of business, the word business there comes from the Greek diakonia, which means serving. It's the business of serving. Not a bad business. But the point is not choosing between being busy and sitting to listen to Jesus. That's not the point. Jesus does not criticize Martha for working, for her serving, but he calls her away from her distractions. And in the culture in which we live, this is so important for us to hear. We are all distracted. We are all occupied with things that seem to be an end to themselves. And in language of primal chaos being evoked here, that the Creator God transcended with created order, Martha is described as running about confused, chaotic, from one thing to another, distracted. And Jesus offers her what both Abraham and Mary display in our texts. Jesus offers her focus, order, deliverance from distraction. Martha has made the duties of hospitality ends in themselves rather than the means for hearing and recognizing Christ. Jesus offers peace. Jesus offers her freedom and integrity, that idea that everything is integrated, everything comes together as it should. Even if that means that Jesus will have to go without his supper. Like Lake's writing, Jesus has made Martha nervous. And this Jesus who points to the nearest child suggests that Martha might learn something about God from her. We confess, my sisters and brothers in Christ, that the church is often much better at and maybe even more interested in the doing, the busyness, the programs, the activities, the stuff that occupies us rather than the being. And although our preparations are crucial, we need to prepare for the coming of Christ, that the preparation is just that. All of our preparations should be laying the foundation for a visit from God. The already now and the not yet, we proclaim him. The kingdom of God that has come near, we proclaim. The God who comes to each of us each week in water and in word and in bread and wine and in the gathering of the community of the faithful. Are we distracted to the point that we don't notice? Or are we ready to receive God? Whether as a congregation or as an individual member of the body of Christ, we are to be attentive to the very presence of God in each other, in the bread, the wine, the water, the word. For in him all things hold together. And our Lord sets a table at which he is both host and bread. We also confess that our God comes to those who are not prepared. Like Martha in her busyness, like Abraham, who's not ready for visitors, and like most of us most days. And our God does not wait for us to make ourselves ready by making ourselves holy, by making ourselves sinless. Our God comes anyway. Our God simply comes, our host and our bread, and his presence is transformative. So, my friends in Christ, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Amen.